Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the Pisces princess herself, Sandy Reavy.
It's Pisces time.
We have a wonderful week ahead of us in the transits. We are going to go through February 27th, Tuesday, Mars squared Jupiter.
Jupiter holds the power. This is my astro interesting day.
February 28th, Wednesday, Sun, Kazemi, Mercury.
Another astro interesting day. And within 12 hours, we have received from Spirit.
And Mercury conjunct Saturn.
And do something with it.
And Sun conjunct Saturn.
And act on it. Put it into a real thing.
Then Sandy's favorite day, February 29th, Thursday, Mercury sextile Jupiter.
We need this extra day to imagine the possibilities.
And March 1st, Friday, Sun sextile Jupiter.
Your birthday, lead the way, Alex.
March 3rd, Sunday, Venus square Uranus.
The unworn path.
Then in talisman times, Sandy has finished up two talismans and one final chance for the talisman of the month for February. And on the horizon, we have a constellation brace workshop, the eclipse season webinar, a show in Phoenix, Arizona, as well as two upcoming retreats. Then in our house, I have an astrology meditation for you all. It is Pisces season and a really wonderful time for dream state. So get ready for a sleeping guided meditation. Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions. I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver. Hello, Pisces princess.
I know. It's back to, am I the queen and you're the princess? How about that?
Sure. Yes.
We're both Pisces. Yes. Our sun is in Pisces. Although that's the only planet you have in Pisces, I have Mercury in Pisces too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm so excited for Pisces season, and anyone interested in a guided sleep meditation, stay to the end of the episode and I will share with you my newest astrology meditation. I also want to go direct to all of you listeners. Thank you so much for sending in your feedback, your comments. We really appreciate it and love it. And this is a call out for more. We would like to hear from you. Email me, alex@intentionbeads.com, or head over to wherever you listen to this podcast and give us one of those reviews. We would love to hear what you think. All right, so let's move into the transits. And we start the week off astrologically on Tuesday, February 27th, with Sandy's Astro Interesting Day, Mars squared Jupiter.
So these are, Mars comes around every 2 years and makes this square, actually makes a square year to Jupiter. And this is at 10 degrees. The Mars is in Aquarius, making a square to Jupiter in Taurus. But Jupiter holds the power here. Jupiter is in co-triplicity and he is in harmony with his tribe. So. Jupiter has authority here over Mars. However, Mars is making a square to Jupiter in an overcoming aspect. So really here, they're at an impasse. Neither one of them, Mars wants to move, Jupiter wants to understand and have more of a spiritual connection, a belief, and maybe why. Why are we having to move forward? So be aware of any rash movements. Think about tomorrow, not just now, right? Not just today, folks. Think about whatever action you take today leads up to something down the road is more important than just getting something accomplished for immediate gratification. This is setting something up over a period of time. It's really interesting. I did the path. I went backwards and then I went forward because Mars comes to this Jupiter. He was here making the square to Jupiter from Leo. This was a separating aspect square. This was May 22nd of 2023, when he was separating by, you know, kind of 1 degree. Then we have today. So mm-hmm. here we are in 2024. And our next one is until September of 2025, because we will experience this Mars going retrograde in that period between now and September. It's actually in December and January of this year. But he'll be making a square Mars from Libra, making a square to Jupiter from, well, Jupiter is in Cancer. So that's not as nice of a placement. So here again, it's an astro interesting day. Jupiter is stronger here because Jupiter wants to have a purpose with whatever one is doing today on Tuesday the 27th.
Okay, that was a ton of information, but I think we might have gotten it.
Just pick the last piece apart, right? Have a purpose for what you're doing.
Great. So continuing your astro interesting day, it's kind of blending into 2 days, is February 28th, Wednesday. We start the day with Sun, Kazemi, Mercury.
Yeah, so this is a very interesting day. This all happens, these three aspects happen within 12 hours of each other. Well, actually 13. But the Sun is making a connection to Mercury, and actually Mercury is way faster than the Sun right now. This is at 9 degrees of Pisces. This happens at 2:43 a.m. We'll be asleep. So receive, and it's a superior conjunction. It goes, you know, the Kazemi, Mercury, Kazemi, the Sun goes retrograde, then the next time it's direct, then the next time it's retrograde, then the next time it's direct. It alternates. And when it's a superior versus an inferior, superior is when it's direct, it receives things that's on the outer edge of the Sun, and it's gathering information from the cosmos. So it's about receiving a message from spirit. What can you clip in here? So before you go to bed, really on Tuesday night, ask your dream weavers to give you a message from maybe what you don't understand, but it may be clearer as you walk through the day. Because at 9 o'clock in the morning, now you're up, you're walking, you're up, you're doing, and Mercury is making an exact conjunction to Saturn at 9 degrees of Pisces. So this is do something with it. So receive your message from spirit, from your night dream weavers. Get up, do something with it, right? Like take it, make it real. You know, mm-hmm. the Saturn here is like, how can we form this? How can we establish something? That's some great ideation and inspiration, something that kind of formed in your head. Is it a storyline that you can actually pull into the real world? And then about 6 hours later after that, the Sun comes up and makes a conjunction in a Kazemi to Saturn, because the Sun's faster than Saturn. Also right. at 9 degrees of Pisces. So really, wow. These people that have, I should know this. I want to look here. So why don't you just talk for a second? This is a birthday. Whosever birthday is this February 29th, which mm-hmm. is that leap year.
Right.
This is a very interesting that the Sun is in this leap year. So really you're a 10 to 11 degree, Pisces, but this mm-hmm. is a thing at 9. So this could come into you, Alex. This is within 2 degrees as it's applying toward. So it means it's moving toward you and not separating. So, you know, that Sun
is a good message. I like this message. Receive from spirit, do something with it, act on it.
And then that Sun, yeah, the Sun to the Saturn says, okay, the Sun now is here going, okay, how can I make this work? How can I shine? How can I embody this and put it into a real thing? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like you just said, boom, boom, boom. It's a whole sentence, right? Receive from spirit and do something with it, act on it and put it into a real, like a real promise or a real consideration. So,
right.
You know, if your birthday is February 28th, February 29th, March 1st, use this energy for real.
Yay. Alex,
will you promise?
Absolutely. Let's go. So the next day, February 29th, also leap year on Thursday, is your favorite day. And that's Mercury sextile Jupiter.
Yeah. And this is so perfect because this, you know, we need this extra day to imagine all the possibilities that had come in the day before. So react to yesterday. It's so good. It's my favorite day. It's like, is this an increase in finances? Is this about having like honest and purposeful wisdom? It's, you know, we got Mercury in Pisces making a sextile to Jupiter, which with reception, because Jupiter rules Pisces. So Mercury's looking up, is over in Jupiter's house, right? In her sign, in his sign, going, hey, Jupiter, I'm at your house. Everything's working well. I need this extra day to imagine all of these things that I can do here in your house. You can imagine Jupiter's, you know, Mount Olympus, all the things that you can do there.
It seems like it might be like a high dream state or a like, yeah, like kind of like a visioning type of space, trying to get your head up into the clouds rather than too far down in the material realm. Yeah. So March 1st, Friday, yay for Friday, yay for my birthday, Sun sextile Jupiter.
Right. This is with reception again, and this is lead the way. Jupiter is such a wonderful guide. So be in flow here, be in flow. You know, I looked at your solar return time and in Evanston, right, where you live, March 1st, Friday, it's at 3:10 a.m.
Those are my numbers. That's
great. I know, isn't that weird? 301-310. And your age moves from a 12th house into a first house. Annual perfection year. So, which then goes from having Mars as your time lord to what? Who's the ruler of your first house? Your ascendant?
This is going to be tough. I'm going to guess Venus because Venus rules Taurus.
Yep. Okay. You're a Taurus rising. You move from Mars. Mars hands over the baton to Venus. And you're in a first house. So you're kind of beginning all over again. It's a brand new, fresh 12-year start. So if you say you're tired or kind of like, kind of being exhausted, this is a 12th house year that you're just completing is about, you know, rest, relaxation, kind of going into hiding, not so much, not so social.
So, a lot of behind the scenes things have been going on in my world. Yes.
Yeah. And now it's like, ta-da, you're on stage. You get to be seen.
And it's excited.
Cool, right. And that's so nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll say that March 1st is my favorite day then. Since you get to call all your favorite days, I'll call March 1st my favorite day.
Right.
So let's move on to March 3rd, Sunday, Venus square Uranus.
Yeah, the unworn path. If you can't find your route, create it. Life is before you, like new fallen snow. Be careful how you tread it, for each step will show.
Right? That's a little bit more foreboding rather than like blaze your own trail. You know, that one's a little bit more fiery. The one you said is like a little bit like, you know, be very mindful of where you put your feet because it's going to show where you go.
Right. But it's more Venus. There's no Mars here, right? This is Venus and Uranus. It's like, you know, do something, you know, different yet with grace, with diplomacy. With, you know, with connections, making connections, like, you know, this makes me think that, you know, go places that you would normally not go so that maybe one day somebody says, oh, you know, Alex Reavy. Oh, I know her. She was here one time, like having like that nice kind of spread of energy. If you, if right. you find the route. In other words, don't be lost. It's a square. So don't be lost here. You can find your own way.
Right.
Right. And it's about not following others, right?
Totally. And forgetting the idea that everything has rules. Because, you know, say we're trying a new business endeavor and we think that like the industry is just the way it is and we have to follow suit because it just has its own rules, unspoken rules. But that's not always how it is. And actually, that's how a lot of businesses gain their success, is by kind of breaking the rules and following an unworn path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, Venus is welcoming Uranus into Venus's house, because Uranus has been in Taurus for 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So whenever Venus gets to make a connection, even if it's a square, but it is Venus, that she's a benefic, making that square to Uranus, saying, hey, there's still contact. Hey, I want to do something different. You want to help me?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this is going to be a really great week. I'm excited. You got your Astro Interesting Day and your favorite day in there.
Yeah, and your favorite day.
I got to throw mine in once a year. There we go. So let's move into Talisman Times, where you have finished up two talismans. The first, to create a loving and nurturing family.
I provide a safe and joyful environment for my children, current and future, fostering their growth, curiosity, and well-being. We are family.
I love it.
This is just such a good, this is great for pregnancy, because mm-hmm. there's all four of these. This is what's called a grand trine. Well, no, it's not a grand trine. It's a minor trine, which is one trine and two sextiles. And it holds the moon, Jupiter, and Saturn in this area of the children, fostering, nurturing, and pregnancy, because all of these planets are in very fertile signs. So this is great if you're looking for a pregnancy.
Right. And Moon in Cancer is like a very epitomized motherly sign and planet. So let's move on.
And the moon, if you're going to mention that, the moon is in, like you just said, in Cancer, ruling the fifth house. And in the fifth house is children.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Very great for pregnancies. This one will go fast, I think. So
yeah,
these pregnancy cell. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So same day, Monday, February 19th, is your second talisman, to foster meaningful connections and build strong alliances.
I contribute positively, uplift others, and collectively work towards a more compassionate and interconnected world.
Mm.
I really like this word interconnected, because it's Jupiter in the 11th house of other people, of others, of groups, of the masses, of common folk. And again, there's the Jupiter, the Jupiter is in Taurus. And it's kind of a takeoff of what I did earlier in that morning on Monday. This is in the afternoon now, when there's a mutual reception with the moon and Jupiter. Yeah, love this one. Love this one.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
yeah, I think they're both so helpful.
This is also the one that I chose to make the gratitude charms for the constellation bracelet workshop. So.
Right.
Again, to foster meaningful connections and build strong social alliances.
Mm-hmm.
This is when I use. So,
yeah.
So the people that signed up for that will get this energy in one of the beads, the gratitude bead.
Yeah. Right. And so the talisman of the month is the last opportunity for anyone to grab it before we announce next month's talisman of the month next week. To engage and agree with authority figures. I see you on an equal playing field. We admit we are each human and have concerns around this subject. We have the same opinion and work toward it in unison. We are linked up. Moon in Gemini trine Saturn in Aquarius.
Yeah, and that's really one of the last ones I have with Saturn in his own sign. That won't happen for another 26 years.
Right.
I'll be able to get Saturn in his exaltation place of Libra, but still, that's not for another. Seventeen years.
Oh wow! Yikes. Okay, so let's move on to the horizon. We are starting the Constellation Bracelet Workshop that's happening March 10th. If you are interested, click on the link in the description. You'll be able to learn more about what this whole workshop is, which, as a quick mention, it is 12 Zoom calls, very intimate group size, where Sandy goes through each of the astrological transits for the reasons why she picked those days. During those meetings, Sandy goes through those transits. Goes through those transits within everyone's chart, maximum no more than 8 people, but you get a very intimate connection, as well as Sandy wraps up the workshop with creating a talisman bead. And yet you are a big part of that because you are the one setting the intention and the affirmation. In the end of the workshop, you get a full bracelet that is totally linked up with all of these seemingly random times, but that come together into a collective constellation for you to name, honor, and use as your talisman moving forward. So we would love to have you join. That again starts March 10th, and there's some astrologically chosen days in between then and May 1st where you can join in and be a part of it all.
Yeah, I've almost completed everyone's chart that signed up already, which is 12 charts everybody will get. And that'll go out in a beautiful booklet that you're creating, Alex. And that'll go out probably in about a week's time because we got to get going on this. Yeah, so this will be closed. So we'll close this opportunity soon because I'll need a good week in advance of the start of this to prepare your booklet. It's a pretty thick booklet that's specifically only for you.
Yes. So moving on to March 13th is the Chatting with the Stars eclipse season webinar. Sandy and Susan are going to come together explaining the eclipse season that is coming up. There is going to be a lunar eclipse and a solar eclipse in there. So those are going to be interesting to kind of dissect with two astrologers, Sandy and Susan. Go ahead and join our Patreon. You can get a free 7-day trial. Check out the webinar. Check out the forecasts, all of the cheat sheets that you get complimentary with that subscription. Next, we have
I'm going to add something there.
Yeah,
go ahead. That evening, Susan and I are open for readings. That is available for anyone to come in, and we'll specifically talk about the solar eclipses and the lunar eclipses that
in each person's chart.
That person's chart. So we are going to be open for, we didn't do this last year. We took a break from it, but we are entering back into it this year. That always after our webinars, we are open. We're open for business for a couple hours.
Right.
So that's open to everyone.
I'll add the link in the description for everyone to click into. So March 23rd to the 25th, we have the Hay House I Can Do It show. It is, again, one of our all-time favorite shows. We would love for you to join in. We can see you there, listen next to you as these amazing speakers and everything are doing their thing on stage and really inspiring everyone to live their best life. So we would love to see you there and click that link and check it out. See if this is a good opportunity for you. Then we also have our Greece retreat that's happening September 22nd through the 29th. That is on Amargos Island, which is absolutely breathtaking. The culture, the food, the people, the experiences, the content that both Sandy and Ariel Gutman are going to be going through, each individual's chart is going to be life-changing and so memorable that, yes. I mean, yeah. we're still talking on our WhatsApps from the Greece retreat in 2023. It's so much fun. The community we created was amazing.
And this year we're teaching the Venus Star Point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know theirs. Let's see how that five-pointed star interacts in your life.
Yes. And then October 9th through the 19th, we have the Egypt retreat. There is so much ground to cover there. So I'm going to invite you to click through to check out the retreat page we have on the website to learn more about the itinerary, learn more about what the plan is. Sandy and Zeffy are collaborating on this retreat to bring you to these amazing temples, these once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Zeffy's actually there right now.
Yeah. He's taken her first group because she goes about twice a year. So mm-hmm. she's there now taking her first group for the year. And then, of course, the second group will be in October with me.
Yeah.
Woo-woo.
So exciting. So exciting. Remember, if you are interested in joining for any retreats and you have a few questions, you can always book a retreat call with Sandy. It's just 15 minutes and where you can ask her whatever you'd like. I'll include that link in the description as well. So let's move into our house where I hope everyone is sleepy or getting sleepy and you need a little bit of rest. So I have created an astrology meditation for you all for Pisces season, since Pisces season is about the dream state, about really being kind of like buoyant within fluidity. And what better way to do that rather than falling asleep in a peaceful way. So without further ado, make sure that you're not driving, make sure you're in bed, ready to go, or at least on the couch. And without further ado, here is the astrology meditation for Pisces.
Within each of us is the essence of Pisces, as it whispers, calling us to surrender to the currents of empathy and imagination. In a moment, we will begin a sleep meditation to drift off into a peaceful dream state. To begin, find a pillow, blanket, and a quiet space. Lie down and get comfortable. Take this moment to get into position, or you can pause the episode here if you need more time. Let's begin. Start by taking a moment to get comfortable, lying on your back, your head resting on a pillow, your neck feeling supported. Now, take some deep cleansing breaths in and out. In and out. Continue this gentle, relaxed breath and see if you can let any tensions go with every exhale. Let your feet fall apart, your lower legs soften, your thighs relax, still breathing in and breathing out. Allow yourself to sink deep into your mattress, your back loose and heavy. Notice if you feel any tension in your shoulders, your neck, wherever you find it. And continue to let it go with every exhale. Imagine it leaving your body with your breath as it slowly drifts away. Feel your arms relax onto the surface they're supported by. Let your shoulders drop. Relax your jaw. Your head heavy as it sinks into your pillow. Breathing in and out. Everything here is peaceful. Accept that feeling of calm and ease. Now begin to use your imagination to picture a relaxing nighttime scene. And if any distracting thoughts or worries come to mind, just let them go or float away. Imagine yourself standing on the shore of a calm, peaceful lake. Notice the water stretching out before you, shimmering in the soft moonlight. Slowly begin to walk towards the water's edge, feeling the soft sand beneath your feet. Dipping your toes into the water and feeling its soothing touch against your skin. Begin wading further into the water and feel all tension and worry melt away, dissolving into the depths below. Surrender to the tranquility of the water as it surrounds you. You can float effortlessly on the surface, supported by the gentle currents below. Feel a sense of weightlessness wash over you as you let go of all thoughts, concerns, and allow yourself to be carried away on these peaceful waves. Know that you are surrounded by the loving energy of water, and that it will always be here to nurture and replenish you. Allow yourself a deep sleep, knowing that you are held in the embrace sweet dreams. And may you wake feeling refreshed and renewed. And I'll see you back here at Astrology Meditations soon.
Well, thank you, everybody. That is a wrap on today's episode. Thank you for joining in. I'm trying to be as quiet as possible, just in case you're still sleeping. But remember, we are always here. We want to hear your feedback on the episode. And sweet dreams. Jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you.